don't need a man who's got it made. Always looking for that renegade. I calls it like I sees it. A spade is a spade. A good man is a thing of yesterday. Yeah. They don't want them a good man.
Who will hold his heart out? Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Sean.
I can't pretend I haven't talked to you yet because you're sitting beside me.
I am. This is a whole new thing right here.
It is. It's a first.
It is. It is.
We anybody listening, we've been discussing how to look at each other while we do this. So
yeah.
You're going to see a lot of views, a lot of different things. But anyway.
Here we are.
It's exciting. This is the first time we've ever done one of these in the same room together. We're live together. I guess we have to be alive. Chris is down visiting, which we're very excited about. We've done 10 podcasts so far. This is 11. And I think it's neat that we get to do our 11th together.
I think it's amazing. It's wonderful to be here. Thank you, obviously, for having me. It's been a great few days. We've been talking a lot. It's great to have a relationship with you where we really communicate about a lot of things. Every moment that I've been here, that we've had some free time, we sit around and we just talk.
Yeah, it's been great.
It's been.
I know you came down. We wanted something to talk to and that, but it's been great for me. I mean, I isolate a lot. I spend a lot of time by myself.
Yeah.
And for me personally, the worst thing I can do is spend too much time with my own head.
Right.
You know, it's not a place many people would want to be, including me. So it's nice to have someone to talk to. So
yeah, and I'm happy to talk to you, and I'm happy. It's very therapeutic for both of us.
Absolutely.
Both this podcast, just a lot of the things that we've been talking about, experiences that we've been sharing. And I think it's easy to say that when we're on our own, we can spend a lot of time in our head.
Yes.
Good, bad, or indifferent. Sometimes when we're not in the best of places, then we get to a spot where we talked about it in past podcasts, where you're on a hamster wheel and you're just, you're telling yourself a story.
Yeah.
But
no, my head is, I always say my head's like Florida. It's a great place to visit, but you don't want to live there. Like, I don't know. But, last week was a heavy subject. It was a great podcast, but we talked about death and suicide.
Yeah.
Which obviously by the title is not going to be a happy-go-lucky, cheery episode.
No.
But an important episode, important thing to talk about.
Yeah.
It's affected my life a lot. Of course, death affects everybody's life. I mean, it's coming, guys.
Death and taxes.
But I'll tell you, we've been together for a few days, but man, it's been a busy few days. We've accomplished a lot. You've accomplished a lot. It's been almost crazy what's gone on the last few days.
It has.
But I think to counteract last week's episode, we're going to talk about love this morning.
We are.
What better thing to follow death and suicide than love? So
yeah.
My friend Chris is going to give us our definition and we'll get going from there.
Yeah, thank you very much. As I always do, I read the definition, and again, I do this often. You can kind of delve into it. There's a basic definition of love, and then there's a few other things that that I wanted to consider. So I'll start with love. It's a noun. The number one definition is an intense feeling of deep affection. The example is babies fill parents with feelings of love.
That's a good example.
Which I wanted to talk about that afterwards. Number two is a great interest and pleasure in something. And this is actually a perfect little quote. His love for football.
Oh, wow.
How ironic is that?
That's fitting.
And then as a verb, it's to feel deep affection for someone. And then like or enjoy very much. The example there is, I just love dancing.
Wow. It's amazing how it can be used in so many different forms, like noun, verb.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So one other one that came up, which I thought was quite interesting, is it says love as a definition in the Bible.
Oh, interesting.
And now, you know, we're not saying this is a religious show or anything. We're not, but it's a great definition. So I wanted to read it as well. Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth.
Wow. Wow. That's a great definition. Wow.
It goes on a little further here. More than anything, the Bible makes it clear that God is love. And we've touched on God a little bit, again, not as a religious thing, but as a spiritual thing. He isn't just loving, but he is the very definition of love. He loves us because he created us. His affection is unconditional. He both generates and demonstrates love, and that love endures forever.
I like that. I
That's
want to touch on that. I like that.
great, isn't it? And then we're doing a lot of definitions this morning, but I wanted to go a little further into what it means to be in love, because sometimes people can sort of say, "Oh, I think you love me, but you're not in love with me."
Right.
And so this is a good, interesting variation. To fall in love is to develop a deep romantic or sexual attachment to someone. So you can see how that varies from I love my dog
Yes, hopefully.
to will you fallen in love with someone,
Right.
which would be a romantic, more of a romantic or sexual
So to
partnership.
say you're in love involves more like a sexual, physical relationship.
In this definition, I mean, it
Right.
goes on to say, I came to San Francisco to visit a friend and fell in love with the city. So, you know, there are, of course, still
Right.
variations, but
Yeah.
when we're talking about love and we're talking about relationships and we're talking about being in love, it refers to more of a romantic and sexual attachment to someone.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good stuff there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I know we you know, I kind of like the way we do this podcast. We don't spend days planning out what we're gonna do, and like, you know, we kind of do it on the fly.
Yeah.
I don't mean we don't take it seriously, but I think it works because we do it that way. I think it's more because we always want to do this off our heart, off our head, off what we're are not something that we've planned out and written and thought about. Like, I want it to be what
Scripted.
our real feelings are,
Yeah.
right? We're talking about a lot of things we love this morning, and those definitions, which one of them I really liked,
Yeah.
really goes along with what we're thinking, because it's yes, I love my wife, or you love your girlfriend, or but you know, you love your children, you love your dog, but you know, you also love your favorite song, your favorite band, your favorite book, your favorite movie, your favorite piece of furniture, your favorite city, your favorite memory, your favorite neighbor, or your favorite food. I mean, food's a big love for a lot of people. A lot of people. I was talking to you yesterday about how much I love Snap and Crackle, but not crazy about Pop. You know, it's all over the place. I'm looking at my desk. I got pictures of my mom, my f old family, like my children, like my granddoggie. I mean, they're all over the place, the things I love. But my lamp says Sons of Anarchy because I love that show at the time. You know, I got a Star Wars thing here because I love Star Wars. I
Yeah.
got a Well, a Hooters mouse packers. I loved Hooters at one point. You know what I
The
mean?
wings were good. That's
Yeah,
why
it was the
you're
wings,
glad
wings, wings. Of course, of course.
you
I mean, I'm surrounded. Like, I love Lego. I got Lego. I'm like a 12-year-old. I know, but I mean,
Yeah.
my passport is in a Rebel Alliance holder because I love Star Wars. I mean, I my phone holder is Snoopy because I love Snoopy. I mean, I've literally surrounded myself with things that I love. And these are inanimate things for sure,
Yeah.
but you can still love them.
Absolutely.
I
And
mean, I got a Han Solo coffee mug that says Scoundrel on it because I love Han Solo, you know. So.
And I think All of those things that you mentioned, of course, are important, and we all want to surround ourselves with love, things that we love, not just things like you said, but people that we love. We probably want to be in a place that we love. We want to be in a home that we love. No one wants to be in a place of hate. I don't, you
Oh
know,
God.
unless you've gone really far down a scale.
Oh God. I can't imagine. But it's funny talking about what I just did. That was just off the top of my head, but I realized I have surrounded myself with things I love. I have all my Steelers statues over here. I love Steelers. I love football.
We could walk around your house and like just do a showcase on all the things that you've got here that you love.
But
Absolutely.
I never put two and two together before. I thought, oh, it's just someone bought me this. I like it. But yeah, that's what it is, you know. Oh, I love my buddy Dave Rouse who's calling me, but I can't talk to him
Shout out
right
to
now.
Dave Ross.
But yeah, so it's interesting. It's interesting. So we're going to talk about all kinds of different love. And we haven't set a format. It's not, I think both of us are going to just talk about whatever we decide. Whatever we decide.
I've jotted down a few ideas. I do want to read one more thing because it ties into everything that we just said. I've talked about this book a number of times. I'm gonna show it. It's called A Return to Love, and it's obviously about love. And look, this is the opinion of an individual. Although it's been taken from The Course in Miracles, which we haven't really talked about, but people listening who know that will understand that. But there was a page that I highlighted. If you own the book, it's page 21. I'm pretty sure if you've read the book, you will have highlighted this page as well. But it starts out, love is energy. So by surrounding yourself with the things that you love, you give yourself an energy, a loving energy around you, okay? It's not something we can perceive with our physical senses, but people can usually tell you when they feel it and when they don't. We can hardly even imagine a world in which all of us were in love all the time with everyone. There would be no wars because we wouldn't fight. I'm getting like emotional with this. There would be no hunger because we would feed each other. There would be no environmental breakdown because we would love ourselves, our children, and our planet too much to destroy it. There would be no prejudice, oppression, or violence of any kind. There would be no sorrow. There would only be peace.
That's amazing, man.
Is it
Jeez.
like it's totally true.
Absolutely true. If we, you're right. I've actually said it before in different words that if we just took care of each other and didn't the billions and trillions and gajillions spent on war and hatred and borders and you know, and I love you know, we're always there's people talking about immigrants and problems with immigration and closing borders. What's a border? A border is an imaginary line that somebody made years ago that means nothing.
Exactly.
I'm standing on this side and I'm important. You're over here, you're not important.
We're all just on Earth, like, right?
And if we destroy the earth with global warming, and it doesn't matter, the borders aren't going to mean nothing.
No.
I've always said for years that it's so complicated, but there should be a global police force or government that manages things like that. So, like South America, you're not allowed to burn down the rainforest because we all need the rainforest, and it's not yours, it's ours. And I'm sorry, and if you're not able to manage that, and that's not just on, like, say, Brazil, because you know, an American company like McDonald's is buying those land forests to put cows on to make hamburgers. It's not just on them, but it's on greed. It's definitely on gluttony. It's on
It's
something.
not about love,
It's not love.
that's for
No.
sure.
I mean, I love a Big Mac, I guess, but it ain't on love for sure. I could do without the Big Mac.
Well, the reality is, If we really loved our bodies, we probably wouldn't eat a Big Mac.
Probably not.
And I'm
Now,
okay with saying that. And if we get sued by McDonald's, let's bring it on, because I don't think we
but
will.
if they want to sponsor this podcast, we will rescind that that comment. I will.
Okay.
Now get a new partner.
We'll see.
Because I love you, but I'm not in love with you.
That's fair. That's good.
That's
That's a
fair.
good point.
But yeah, and listen, that is somebody speaking that's not educated about it. Doesn't know, I don't know what I'm talking about. That's just some comment off the top, man. I know there's 6 million complications to all that. But there's some truth to it.
Sure.
When I hear that the rainforest is burning down and because, for greed reasons and because we all need hamburgers, I think the world could live without a hamburger if it was saying, do you want a hamburger every day, cheap and fast,
Yeah.
or do you want to breathe?
Exactly. Exactly.
I don't think anyone's going to say they'll take the hamburger,
Exactly.
So,
And
yeah, look, you want to go first? I mean,
I just
you're already kind of talking, but do you want to make this about specific things? You want to tell me something that you love or something you love?
Want to go back to what you just said,
Okay.
because you said that that was your truth.
Right.
And it goes back to the Bible part where it's not irritable but resentful, does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with truth. And the reality is, the love that we may have for something or someone is really only about our truth. Like, it can't be defined. I mean, obviously, when you're in a relationship, you're both going to have truths. So one person's version of loving you isn't necessarily going to be exactly the same as your truth about that, because maybe you've got your own stuff in that. So and we'll talk about it a little later, but it's like there's a capacity to love oneself, and in that, if the other person loves themselves more, then the love doesn't always, it's not always equal, and it can't always balance out.
It's never equal. It's impossible. We pull so much baggage with us, everything that's happened to us, we're still pulling behind us. And men and women see things different. And don't even need to be by gender, just people see things different.
They do. They do.
I have a joke. I'm joking, but I always say if you could see the world through a woman's eyes, you wouldn't even recognize it. But it really, that should be saying, if you could see the world through anybody else's eyes, you wouldn't even recognize it. Chris Crocombe and Sean Pauley are sitting here staring at the exact same stuff, and I guarantee you, we are seeing it differently. We're thinking about it differently. I live here; it's my stuff, so I definitely have a different feel. Chris has seen this probably for the first time ever, or the second time in his life. He's in a different space. He's definitely feeling different than I am right now,
For sure.
even though we're in the same space doing the
Yeah.
same thing.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, and there and everybody's lives are like that,
Absolutely. Yeah, no question. So
yeah.
my truth of love isn't going to be the same as your truth of love.
No,
We
no.
know the definition, we understand it, but
It's going to be in the same
it's going to
ballpark.
be in the
It's,
same
you know,
ballpark. Yeah.
yeah, but it's not going to be the exact same. It's
Absolutely.
impossible.
Yeah.
It's impossible.
It is.
I mean, I know even you don't want to take it back to being brought up with your brother or your sister. I was brought up by a sister 2 years, no, not brought up, with a sister 2 years older than me. Same parents, same household, same everything. Man, we have a couple similarities, but we see things a lot different. And I love her, and I know she loves me. But I know sometimes things I do, and she's just like, Sean, like, what? And she feels different about my father than I feel about him. Both love him, but definitely different. She feels different about my deceased mother than I do. Both loved her, but you know what? We had different relationships with her, different, with different paths. And I think gender does play a part in that, for right or for wrong. But love, I'll tell you one thing I've realized in this few minutes we've been talking about it. I don't think there's a subject we've tackled that's more complicated than love. And
I agree.
my
I
goodness.
mean, depression, death, I mean, all those things are complicated, but when somebody dies, there's always there's a similar feeling and thing, but love is a complex subject. But it's a good segue. I did write down some topics.
Okay.
So I think then the first one that we should talk about is love for our family.
Okay,
I'll
I'm
start.
done. You go.
I'll
No,
start.
I'm just kidding. I love my family.
I remember when I was a kid that when you were growing up, you just automatically loved your family. It was like, okay, well,
No matter what.
I mean, I think that the great part in that, in the definition, when I read the examples, was a parent's love for their child. Now, I've never been in a hospital room when my wife would obviously have to be, or a female, I don't want to disclude anyone here, has given birth to a child that we've created. To me, like, if I can imagine what that's like, that has to be one of the greatest, most loving moments in anyone's life.
I've done it twice.
It's like a chunk of love comes out, and it's there,
And it's half you.
and it's half you, and you created it through this amazing, incredible miracle. And the feeling, I can only imagine that the feeling of unconditional love that exists in that moment would fill your heart to a degree that you've maybe most likely never felt.
And the love you feel for your partner
Yes.
increases. Like
It has to.
this woman you love just gave birth.
It's,
And
it has to.
as men, we don't even, I don't think we can conceive. That's why I used to give my kids, and I got in trouble for this, rightfully so. I was a little hard on my kids when it came to loving their mother, respecting their mother. Because their mother sacrificed their body for 9 months and then sacrificed their body, period. Because, women deal with different things once they become pregnant.
Sure.
And women, my wife, it bothered her. She was tiny and she still was tiny, but then she had problems
Sure.
and, they get a couple stretch marks
Yeah.
and but then they do all that. And then my wife breastfed my kids for months. And I'm like, that,
And the pain and everything
oh,
associated. Oh my
absolutely. That's
God.
not easy. It's much easier to give
No.
them a bottle. It's
No.
a struggle.
No.
Now she was good at it. And then one of my oldest son, he was anemic and tired a lot. And my wife, and he was a big kid, like he was like 11 pounds when he was born. He was a tall kid. She carried him around locked on her hip for 5 years. I mean, she sacrificed every dream, not I'm gonna say dream, but other things, parts of her life. She was a young mom. She sacrificed it all so those children were okay. If there ain't a bigger definition in love than that.
That's
And I didn't. I was young, selfish.
yeah.
I'd be like, oh, get those kids to stop crying. I'm trying to watch a NASCAR race. I was just being the same old asshole version of me, I love
Yeah.
them,
Yeah.
and I remember that feeling was true,
Yeah.
but I was also scared. We almost lost my wife the first birth. She was bleeding, she had complications. I was scared to death. Like I didn't know what was going on. I mean, I wasn't ready for any of it. But love was definitely what kept it going, kept us together. We were a family, just like that. I had a family. I was a dad,
No.
and I remember a few years ago, I did the DNA thing, 23andMe.
Yeah.
So I spit in a bottle, sent it off.
Yeah.
It comes back, and you get an email saying you're there. I open it up, and it says, "Oh, here's your relatives," and it pops up. It says, "Justin Pauly is your son." Because he had already done it, and he has 48% of your DNA.
Wow.
40, that just it hit me like 48% of that kid is the same exact as me. That's incredible.
Yeah, and I think just touching on this, and again, I think I have a regret about that never happening to me. And it's possible I'm still
Absolutely.
not an old guy, but
Or it has,
I
and you
can only
don't know
imagine.
it.
Not right now.
Do 23andMe.
I just imagine that experience is just it's incredible. But
Well, you're right.
and I also and I'm I, obviously I'm a man, I can't speak for women, but I think that the bond between a mom and their son or daughter, It's somehow a little bit greater than it is for the dad,
You're
for the man.
100% right.
I just, it's such a game changer. Like, and it again, this is the yin and yang, the feminine versus the masculine, the feminine protectivity of that child, and that it literally, and I'm not saying that, of course, Sean would give his life for his kids, but it's just a little, it's just a little greater for the woman somehow, I think,
Absolutely.
when you go through the process of it growing
Yes.
from a sperm and an egg to 2 cells to 4 cells to a living, breathing organism that is inf has infinite possibilities. This is a heart that has a mind, that has a soul. If it, that
Growing
there's
in your
something
belly.
about that is just
Growing in your
like,
belly. I mean,
and I think, you know,
and just before you let that point go, I also think kids, now I know there's factors that change these, like abuse and stuff, but in normal situations, whatever normal is, but I think, I know with my sons, I'll speak for my own, my sons love me, but they, I hate to say it this way, but I feel like they love their mother just a little more. Like, and I want that. I've always wanted that. But like, I know there's times where I'll talk about their mother and I can tell they don't like that. And good on them. I'm glad they don't like it. I shouldn't do that to them. But I get caught up and complaining about their mother. They don't want to hear it. They've defended their mother against me. They've put me in my place when it comes to their mother. And you know what? I got no problem with that because that should be what it is. It's their mom. And she deserves that kind of love and respect. She really does.
So yeah, well, I was going to touch on something else, but we'll keep going with family, just the, you know, love and family. And I started at birth because, as many people know, I'm pretty chronological.
Chronological crocum, we
From
call
day one, there's really the, for most, it's not going to be for every couple, is it?
No, like
There's
I
the,
said,
there's a kind of a definitive
there's
love,
good.
but that the baby ultimately, when it comes out as pure and as innocent and as everything it is, without any knowledge of anything really at any point, it is like just almost a representation of love.
Yeah, it doesn't
And
know
if we're
hate.
talking about the bio, the God definition and everything, like if God ultimately has created us and this universe and whatever else, and I know that's a big reach sometimes, and it then it is by definition, if God is love, then it is love.
Absolutely.
And it's only after that, as we start stacking up days in our lives, that things start to happen, and people have stuff, and things start, you know, that we start to go away from that. So it's like a perfect love. That's how we start, and then we go away
Then we
from that.
start, they're hopeful and loving, and you want to talk about, I think I love the biggest definition is when you look down at a baby looking at their mom and the big smile. And they're even before they can talk, they're just like, oh, mom. And it's just glowing. But then we start saying, no, don't do that. That's wrong. You're wrong. You're wrong. Shush. Kids, in the old days, kids should be seen, not heard. And it's like, so then we start, the guilt and shame starts building on.
It
Like,
does.
oh, I'm not a good. I'm not good. Oh, I don't look the way I should be. I'm not an athlete. I'm not a model. I'm not a, you know. And that's not necessarily from their parents, but from society and magazines and movies. I
Everything.
always felt like I wasn't good looking and I wasn't in good shape. And you know, it's the world. And now you and I weren't brought up with this, but social media. Our poor young. Oh, I feel so bad for young people being shaped by social media. It's just not fair.
It's incredibly complicated for sure, because you know, you can see examples that almost are falsified versions of like this perfect relationship or this perfect couple or this perfect home and all these things, and all of a sudden you're like, well, I can't do that. I can't get to that. I can't do that. I'm a failure. I like all of a sudden you start like you get into this like place of, well, I'm never gonna be able to do that. And how does that make you feel? Like you're like you
Terrible.
become like you're unworthy of that. You're like
But then I know some of those people, and I'm like, that is, excuse my language, bullshit. I know this family. They fight all the time. They're not this. It's not what it is. And I could make examples, which I won't do, but I could. And maybe I'm guilty of it too. I'm not here to point fingers, but it's not. It's just not a reality. It's not. It's like watching a reality. It's like watching a TV show. It's just not real. Because who's going to put on their worst stuff on Facebook? Except for me. I tend to put a lot of
Maybe
bad
some people
stuff,
do. It's
but
kind of refreshing if
it
that's
would
the
be.
case,
Yeah,
right?
absolutely.
So yeah, love for family starts out pretty perfectly in a lot of cases, but not always. But then, life starts happening, right? And
And family then goes to like brothers and sisters
of course,
and
yeah.
aunts and uncles and cousins. Like
Of
growing
course.
up, I, of course, my mom and dad were number one. I loved my sister. We used to
Yeah.
sleep in the same bed. We used to do everything together. I love her to this day.
Yeah.
Loved my cousins. Loved my grandparents. I mean, dad's parents especially. Oh my goodness. Leslie and Francis Polly were saints on earth. I mean, and all the cousins thought so, and that was our safe spot. I mean, so there's so much, and I could talk and talk and talk, but I'm just saying there's so much family, extended family. It's insane. There is a lot of love there.
Yeah.
But somehow, as I got older, it started crumbling. Like,
Yeah.
we're not going to the aunt and uncles anymore, so I'm not seeing my cousins anymore.
Yeah.
And then an aunt dies or an uncle dies and or grandparents dies, and you realize the grandparents brought you all together, and that focal point's gone, and you distance, you distance. So I just did it this week. I contacted a cousin of mine, and I found out a couple things, and I was felt horrible how
Right.
much pain she's going through, and she's
Right.
got an illness, and I'm like, I didn't even know this. This was a girl that I was super close to for years as a child. I didn't even know she was sick.
Right.
And I've got there's a happy one too. I had a cousin, Kevin, who I was really close to. We grew apart for years, decades, and now we're like really close friends again. I love him. He's become such a big part of my life, and
Yeah.
it's anyway, it's I guess it's complicated. It's
Again, yeah. Well, it could be love and complication. It could be the title of this,
I
but
love the saying life gets in the way.
yeah,
It just does.
and again, going just like starting at the beginning, the love is there because it's unconditional. You don't know any different. You don't know what people have, they're how they were brought up, how your parents were brought up, what happened to them. And so what starts to happen is, and I think that you always manage to, there's a place somehow, because they are your family, that you continue to love them. But it's like, oh, I love them, but I don't totally like them.
Absolutely.
Right? It's like,
Absolutely.
you know,
And they don't totally like me.
yeah, so it's sort of, there's an expectation that you, it's not even an expectation, because I do think you feel it in your heart about your family, that you do love and care for them. But sometimes they'll do things to you that cause you a great amount of pain.
Yeah.
And of course, there are many people that love can turn to hate when something very, very difficult happens to you and it
Yes.
involves a family member. But I showed you that Instagram post with Jim Carrey. Ultimately, you can go into that hate part and become angry, resentful, and just live in that hate, or you can make the choice to accept and give forgiveness. And that is the part where you're actually healing yourself, because you're not allowing that hate to stay with you. You're saying, I love myself enough that I forgive you. And forgiveness of ourselves, of course, is probably one of the most important things. And we'll touch on self-love a little bit, but
But you're right, forgiveness, period.
I
Could
this
be.
I, my dad died. I had a lot of stuff with him. When I went through the AA program, he was at the top of my list of resentments. And we talked about it. I gave a little lecture yesterday, which was amazing. I
He
got a
was.
chance to talk about it. I talked about the fact that when I was young, 8 or 9, my dad all of a sudden told me that I was the man of the house. He was going to travel to Europe, and I had to make sure everything was okay. I can't do that. So
You're
I
eight.
started to build up like these abandonment things. I started to build up resentments. I started to do the things, and it started to build and build and build. I mean, when we were older, we had a wonderful relationship. We played golf together. We went to the pub together. We did things that we liked together. And I loved him. I did. Of course I did.
Yes, I think you always did.
Of course I did. But I had resentments that build up. And eventually, through the steps of, the AA program, I came to terms. I couldn't do it in person. I had to go to his grave and I had to say, I forgive you because you did the best you could. Because he went to a boarding, his dad died when he was a kid. He went to a boarding school. He had all that stuff. Like it affected him. And so the whole idea of forgiveness, I think, is a strong part of this theme. I mean, loving external things is kind of a different thing, but loving your family, maybe things happen that are very, very hurtful. But if you hold that resentment and that pain, and you don't let it go and you don't forgive, you're gonna have a hard time with self-love. And I'm really, I mean, I'm in the midst of a self-love rebuilding, let's say, or even restarting, or however you want to describe it. But in my addiction, I got into a lot of self-loathing, and now I realize that the best thing I can do today is to love myself.
Right.
No.
And you said a couple of things, and you're absolutely right on loving yourself. That's something I've struggled with to this day. But when you couple, one of the things you just said, the best, he did the best that he can do, the best you can. That's all of us. That is a big part of our life. I say that in my work life, in my marriage. I'm not saying that I'm doing a good job by any stretch. Sometimes I'm doing a terrible job, but I'm telling you, that day, that was the best I could do. The best I could do.
I think just saying that to yourself, because if you don't live in the present, we're often in the past, we're often in the future. Past stuff is like, oh, it's self-loathing. Why did I do this? Why did I do this? And then future is all about, oh, what am I going to do tomorrow? What am I going to do about this? What am I? But if you're in it today and you're saying something like, I'm doing the best I can, that to me is, it's a certain forgiveness, and it's a kind of an acceptance. And I'm saying to myself, I love myself
Right.
right now
And
for
I think people, when you tell people that a good person will, they really relate to you saying that, and they appreciate that. I've even my wife, even when I'm not doing great, if I say I'm doing the best I can, she will believe me, and she'll be forgiving and understanding and compassionate. She goes, I get it. That's the best Sean can do. And and love is a tricky thing too, because sometimes you love people. And I'm going to use my dad. I'm picking on my dad as usual. He's I hope he doesn't listen to these, or I hope he does. I don't know, but he knows I love him, I think. But there was a time in my life when he was really letting me down. At least I thought he was, after my mom's death and that. And I used to listen to this music, and we're going to talk about music. Music played a big part in my life, still does. And there's a Neil Young song, Old Man, and I used to listen to it. And there's a line where he says, "It doesn't mean that much to me to mean that much to you."
Of course, I
And
know that.
my God, that always
That's
rang
heavy.
true with
Gives
me.
me goosebumps.
Yeah, it does me too,
Yeah.
because I felt that's the way it was with Dad. It didn't mean that much to him, how much he meant to me, because he was my world. And I thought I put him
I
ahead
felt
of
the
my
same way about my
family,
dad.
in front of my wife. I put my mom and dad first. And then I was just like, yeah, well, whatever. And I was like, what? Like, what? And it's I've never gotten over it, unfortunately. But I was thinking about loving yourself, and I'm gonna say this out loud, and people, I hope there's some people that take this to maybe explain a lot of things that happened for decades with me. I cut a lot of my family and friends out of my life, stopped going to things, family events. I stopped going. I wouldn't go to like a high school reunion, wouldn't go see old friends, wouldn't do anything. Even Sean and his family Christmas dinners, I wouldn't go. And a lot of people thought I was just being an asshole, and I didn't go because I weighed 350 pounds and I hated myself and I was embarrassed. I was embarrassed for Shonda,
Yeah.
I was embarrassed that people go, "Why Shonda with this fat fuck?" Excuse my language. I hated it. I hated myself so bad. I didn't want my cousins or my old friends to, "But what happened to you? What's going on with you?" If people think that people suffering with a weight problem take that easy, they do not.
No chance.
It destroyed me. Destroyed me. And I'd have to go to work sometimes with a suit and tuck my shirt in and my belly be out, and I hated it. And I'd start sweating, and oh my God, I isolated and hid from the world because I hated myself so much. But I want everyone to know I loved them. I missed them. I wanted to be with all those people. And I lost all those years and events because of, and you know what? Those people probably would have accepted me for the most part, probably would have loved me anyway. Might have said something in the background like, "Oh, I'm worried about Sean," or "I can't believe Sean," but I don't think they would have judged me. I know they wouldn't have. The ones that I really care about would have loved me. But that was
And
my tr reality. That was my truth.
in her return to love, referring back to it, she often refers to the opposite of love as not hate, but fear.
Yes.
Because
Yes.
again, it's you don't
Scared.
want to show up for someone else that you love in a place where you don't feel great about yourself. That whole self-love thing. And again, I think a lot of this we've mentioned this on previous podcasts. A lot of these kind of self-loathing things that build up, they're about addiction,
Yes.
right? They're about
I was addicted to
food
food.
addiction. Now you're overweight. Alcohol, you look like shit, you feel like shit, your eyes are red. Well, what's wrong with you? Your eyes are so red, you're all bloated. Like you don't want to be in the face of that because you hate yourself.
Hate yourself. And then
And
your addiction, especially. And I know we're not going to make this all about addiction. We've talked about addiction, but we're talking about, I had a 14-year addiction where the last 7 years of it or more, the only thing I loved was my
Pills.
Percocet. That was it. More than my wife, more than my kids, more than my family, more than my friends, more than me. That was my best friend. My Percocet was my best friend.
Yeah, because it made you feel, oh, it made you feel good.
Normal. It made me at the end of it was just to
Of
survive. At
course.
first it was felt good.
Yeah.
And
Yeah, you described the
right.
first time that you took them that you
Oh.
were like, "Oh, wow, I feel good."
And then I had a few years where it made me feel good. It made me a better man, but then it didn't.
No,
And
because you can't use those things
then I
to
couldn't take enough. And we
right.
all know that. We've talked about it.
Yeah.
But that's just another part of my life that was wiped out. And my poor wife was going to events without me saying, "Well, no, Sean's sick. Sean's this." Always making excuses.
Yeah.
What that woman has gone through with me, I should just start a podcast called "I'm Sorry." And I should just sit there for an hour a week and just say, "I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Shonda, I'm sorry. I'm
But
sorry.
you're
I'm
talking
sorry."
about the past again.
Of course, that's where I live.
I know
I'm a
that
superhero called Past Man
past man.
because that's where I live. I live in the past.
We're going for one day at a time now.
I'm getting there.
Yeah.
Give me a day to get there.
Love yourself today. That's the
Well,
best you can
you
do.
and you have been such a great influence on me trying to get me to do that, but I have not gotten there yet
It
because I
takes.
still wake up in the morning and think, okay, Chris is right. I should be loving
Yeah.
myself today. I should live today. But
Yeah.
you know what? I still fucking hate myself.
Right. And I mean, the reality is some people will never get there
Right.
ever in their life.
Right. But you always say too, or somebody does, I think you say too,
Yeah.
you can't love other people until you love yourself.
100%.
So,
You can, but
no, what?
not maybe enough, or
Right.
there's
So then that becomes an
versions
ultimate
of it.
selfish act. I
Yeah.
love my children. I love my wife. I love you. I love my friends. I love Mike James. I love a lot of people.
Sure.
But if I don't truly love myself and I can't truly give them the love I want to, isn't that being selfish?
Yeah,
By
I mean,
self-hating and then
of
not,
course.
there's so, we are not, no, I'm going to speak for me. I am not capable of trying to figure out the shit we're trying to figure out. I'm glad we're doing it. I'm going to keep trying. But I was listening to music yesterday, and one of my favorite songs came on, the Logical song by Supertramp. And they say, there are times when all the world's asleep. The questions run too deep for such a simple man. And that's me. I lay awake and I'm like, I'm too simple for this shit. I know this though. I want everyone I love, I want everyone to be okay.
Yeah.
I want them to be happy. I want
Yeah.
them to be fulfilled. I want them all. Everybody listening to this that knows me, let you know this. Go to bed tonight with this one thing if it helps you out. Sean Pauly 100% does love you, and I want the best for you. I want you to be happy. That's
Yeah.
what I want, especially
And
my kids and wife.
I think every single one of those people love you too.
I hope so. I hope
I don't
so.
doubt. I mean, I heard the list. I heard the list. They do.
I
They
get a lot of
love
love.
and care for you. For sure they do. But I think it's hard for somebody to watch someone and be with someone that is in that self-loathing, and
Absolutely.
it's all, you know,
It wears them out.
it wears them out. It
Yeah.
wears them out because
I
you're
get
like,
it.
come on, Chris, just fucking love yourself a bit more. Like, and I'm gonna read the self-love because it's we're talking about it. We'll touch on some lighter stuff in a minute, but
Oh, God, I hope so.
yeah. Self-love, regard for one's own well-being and happiness, chiefly considered as desirable rather than narcissistic. And
Wow.
it goes on to say, love is a state of appreciation for oneself that grows from actions that support our physical, psychological, and spiritual growth. Self-love means having a high regard for your own well-being and happiness. Self-love means taking care of your own needs and not sacrificing your well-being to please others.
Wow.
Huh?
Not sacrificing your well-being to please others.
Because if you are sacrificing your own well-being to please others, you're just becoming a people pleaser.
Right.
You're
So
just
it's
constantly
not genuine.
you're worrying about what they think and what they're doing and what, but you're not loving yourself in that, and
You're
that
right.
and that that's where the disconnect starts to happen,
Yep.
right? Where it's like, okay, I love you, and you say you love me, but look at what you're doing to yourself.
Right. Well, I said to you earlier today, we were talking earlier because we were kind of talking about this podcast. And I said, I always say, like, I'll take a bullet for my kids. I'd die for my kids. I'd jump in front of a bus for my kids and wife. And I would in a second. But Sean just said this years ago, yeah, you'll die for me. I believe you, but could you live for me for a minute?
That's huge. That is such a statement, eh?
Fuck me.
Why don't you write that on your bathroom
I
mirror
get
and
it.
just read that every morning? I'm
Yes.
telling you, you want to
Because
talk about self-love practices, that would be
it
helpful.
would be, because living for someone is much harder. Yeah. And when am I really going to get the chance to die? I'm probably not going to jump in front of a bus
No,
tomorrow.
what's the
I
likelihood of that?
never know.
Yeah.
But living for someone, that's the tough one. Get up every day, love yourself, love me,
Yeah.
try to be happy. Let's try to have a little joy. This house has been not joyless. I mean, when my kids are here, I'm happy. But I can't put that on my kids.
No.
My kids have a life. I feel like I almost make my kids feel guilty that I don't see them enough.
Yeah.
But I can't do that to them. My kids come see me plenty.
Yeah.
They have a life.
Yeah.
Whatever they give me, I am pleased with. But I told you that yesterday. I'd be happy if they were living here, all of
Yeah.
them. Bring
Yeah.
their wives, their dogs, come
Because
stay with me.
I think then there would be an external joy that they would bring.
Yes.
But I think
But that's all for
if
me.
we're going back to what you just said, like if you really loved yourself right now, then the house would begin to fill up with more love.
Absolutely.
We've got all these loving things around us, which is awesome. That helps. Don't get me wrong, but it's that inner stuff that just brings an exuberance that
Right.
changes the vibration. It said it. Love is energy.
Right.
And we know this. I know this. Like when I got sober, I was able to go out in the world and just love like much more unconditionally. We talked about it in previous episodes, and this is like the whole chivalry and everything, and it all ties in together. Holding a door for somebody, maybe buying a coffee for the person behind you in Tim Hortons,
Smiling bigger, say thank you.
smiling. Have a great day. Thank you so much for that. Waving somebody in on the highway. These are all like minor acts of love. The energy that you give to that person
You give
is
back.
positive.
I do it at the grocery store now. I said to Sean that sometimes I'll come home and say, man, I must be handsome today because every woman in there smiled back at me. And I go around the grocery store. I don't, it's not like a big, like I sit where I go, hey, I just smile. I go, and everybody smiles back. Smiles bring smiles. And sometimes you'll see them catch themselves after and go, like, oh, what did I do that for? But their instant reaction is to smile back. And I've seen people, I know I've made their day, and it makes my day when they smile at me. I
It's
love it. Not just women, everybody, they just smile at you.
the vibration.
It is.
It's the energy that you're offering. And this is again, we're talking about like if there were no wars, if people loved you, like if you actually went out every day into the world and just loved everybody as much as you could, not saying like it's obviously
You don't get
from the
arrested.
romantic stuff, but the world, everything gets better.
Well, I told
There's an
you,
improvement of the energy of the
I've
world,
said it
the
on
earth.
this, I think, already, but I had to come up into that time. I was at the drive-through and I pulled up to the second
Yeah, you
window. The
saw
first
this.
window got served. I told you this, but then I'm just rah, 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 growling and bitching, and I'm kind of grouchy with the person on the window. The person in front of me pays for my order. And I'm like, oh, you asshole. Like, oh,
No, I
what an
know.
asshole. Like, and I never bitched again. And from now on, when I pull up, if the other guy goes first, I go, you know what? I'm in my car. I don't care. I'm listening to music. I get my burger or I do coffee in a second. I don't care.
And
It changed my, it, that moment changed the rest of my life.
it's a wonderful way to describe how a learning moment can occur.
It
I
was.
was a jerk and I was pissed off over some stupid little thing, and then this person changed, I'm not going to say the course of your life,
But change
but
me.
changed the course of your what happens to you when you go to drive-thrus.
She changed me. All things. If a stop sign doesn't go right, if someone's going a little slow, I am much more like,
I'll tell you,
we'll get there.
we're going back a bit here, but when the first girl that I dated and that I fell in love with, when she broke up with me, and it was my fault, I'm not gonna say, we're not gonna get into that. When she broke up with me, I felt like I felt like a piece of my heart got like cut out and I was just thrown in the garbage. And it was because my concept of love and love in a relationship and being in love, all of a sudden it was like I shrunk a little. It's like the Grinch. That's a great example. Like his heart gets smaller and smaller and smaller
And then
until
it,
all of a sudden the Whoville, like they don't care. They're
right, they
just gonna
don't
love him
care. You
unconditionally.
stole Christmas,
This
they
is a
don't
great
care. You're still
aside. I
welcome.
had no idea. This is how spontaneous this thing can get. But it's like, okay, just because that person didn't want to be with me and that we broke up doesn't mean I have to like build a wall around my heart and start protecting it. Again, it's like these things happen, relationships don't work out. But again, continuing on, like what am I doing to
You're
like
right.
learn from that, I guess, really learn from that instead of like
I can't
this.
put it on that person. It's on me.
No,
I
no.
have to change.
No, why was I expecting that like we would always be in love? We were 18 years old. Why? That's
Who
kind
falls in love at 17 and stays with the same person? What kind of whack job does that?
we talked about that this morning. Like that, I think today that's like 2%. Like we all know the divorce rate is 50%.
Well, I think it's so neat that we're doing this together, and I'm not saying one's right or what's wrong, but we are such different people with such different paths. Not different people, different
We
paths.
talked about my relationships and my marriages and things yesterday, and it was like,
And I try to give Chris, I'm trying to be helpful and try to be a friend, but I mean, what relationship advice can I give to a guy? I've been with the same girl since I was 17 years old. In September this year, in a couple months, we're going to celebrate our 35th anniversary. My whole life is her.
what?
All my, no, well, it is. I've been with her a lot twice as long than I haven't been with her. And I've had children since I was 19. So my love and my existence is my family. And it has been for so my whole adult life before I was 20. And
I would
that's,
sometimes say you got lucky. Like
I
honestly,
think so too. Lucky, lucky. I'm a lucky man.
I think most people would,
And
you
people
know,
bet
when you
against
grow up
us.
and you want to get married, you really want to have a partnership where you really, it's like it this is we mentioned it earlier. It's for better or for worse.
It is,
Till
no matter
death do we
what.
part.
And we both
Otherwise,
took.
maybe don't get married. I don't know. It worked
I
out for
agree. I mean, what
Kurt
Sean
Russell
and
and
me
Goldie
took
Hawn
that
for a long time.
very Seriously.
Yeah.
We just did. I'm
Yeah.
not saying that makes us right or wrong. We just, and thank God for me that she did, because
Yeah.
she's been easy to love,
Yeah.
mostly.
Yeah.
I won't get into that.
No.
But she has said it to me, because sometimes I'll be looking at her and say, why are you with me? What are you putting up with this for? Like, I know what I'm doing. What?
Yeah.
And she'll look at me and it humbles me and brings me to tears. She says, I love you, man. I love you.
Yeah.
I'm not leaving you. You're mine. I'm going to take care of you. I'm not leaving you, no matter what.
I would argue
Fuck.
that she could see the potential for love in yourself more than you could. Because when she met you, whoever, like who, what, whoever that person was, because it was still early on, like you hadn't really, you hadn't, you've had, you'd had some stuff, of course, in your life, but it
No,
was
but I
still
wasn't.
in the early days.
Oh, I
Like
was a
you
kid.
were still,
I was on a dirt
you
bike and
were,
I wore jeans and I
I'm
was.
sure at that time, you probably loved your, you loved yourself a lot more when you
I
met.
did. I was always shy and insecure,
Yeah.
but I loved myself.
But
Yeah.
she saw that,
Yeah.
right? I mean, there's been a diminishing of that over the years, unfortunately, but she still knows that's your potential.
She fell in love with me over a picture. Her
Wow.
friend showed her. Her friend had a crush on me that I knew. Showed her a picture of me.
She might have felt lost with you, but okay. All
Lost.
right.
She thought I was handsome.
Yeah.
I don't know why. She
Yeah.
did.
Yeah.
So she said, we should see if we can meet him.
Yeah.
She walked up the street I lived on over Magellan Drive.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I was like 15. I
Yeah.
was out there on my dirt bike.
Mm-hmm.
And she came up and I was like, whoa. Like, she had black parachute pants on and a blue and white striped
The
sweater.
parachute pants, yeah.
She weighed
Hey,
like
shout out to
103
Dave Curry
pounds.
again. He used
Yeah.
to wear parachute
Oh, isn't
pants
that
all the
funny?
time,
I could put my hands around her
yeah.
waist. Like, I liked, I just, oh.
So would you say it was love at first sight?
It really was. I
That's
mean,
amazing, man.
and I'm going to be probably inappropriate. And I thought she had the greatest ass on the planet. Everything about this girl, I
Yeah.
was just like, and this, and then I found out she might have a crush on me.
Right.
But I'm 15,
Yeah.
okay? So we don't start dating, but we
Yeah.
start calling.
Yeah.
I started calling her right away. We talked. We became great friends. I knew everything about her. And she had stuff going on in her life. And
Yeah.
we talked and talked and talked and talked. And I'm going to tell you the truth. I should have asked her out before I did, but I was too shy. I was so insecure. I kept still, oh, I'm going to go against you. Even then, I thought there's no way she would actually love me if she knew me. I would, and I wouldn't know even what to do in bed. I wouldn't know. I don't know what I don't. I'm not a good looking. I'm not in good shape like the other guys. There's no way she's gonna love me. And then some other guy asked her to the prom, and I lost my shit. I'm like, no. You're gonna go out with me. And she's like, what? I said, yeah. And she was waiting for this. So she went with the prom with the guy, but that was it. And then she was mine from that moment forward.
Wow.
And then we started spending all our time together. And then it was a half an hour drive to take her home and a half an hour to bring her back. So I was spending an hour every 2 hours a day just getting her there and back, the gas money. So we talked her very strict father Ray into letting her stay over as long as my parents were home, but she's sleeping in a different bed and my parents agreed to it.
Yeah.
And then I said, well, I can't sleep on the couch anymore, Dad. I'm gonna put a single bed in my room. Leave the door open. Sean's gonna sleep on my bed. I'm gonna mean this bed by the door. It's all, and they said, okay.
Yeah.
But then, of course, I would make my way over to the water bed. We had
Yeah.
water beds, both of
Yeah.
us. And blah, blah, yada, yada, yada. She was pregnant.
Right.
And I told my parents she was pregnant. And my crazy old man was so happy. He was like, oh my God, I'm gonna be a grandfather. I'm so happy. And my mom was happy, but not like dad. She was like, oh. She just was a worried mom, right?
Yeah.
And my mom and me. And then I chickened out. I was in the car. I made her go in and tell her dad without me. What a fucking chicken shit I was.
Right.
Ray lost his shit,
Yeah.
but then came out to the car and said, okay. Oh. I don't think we told him she was pregnant at that moment.
Okay.
I can't remember. I think we did. We either said she's pregnant, we're getting married, or we just said we're getting married. But her brother was getting
Did
married
you
like
start
two.
by saying I love her at least, or no?
Oh, I don't know about that.
Yeah, that would have helped, I think,
I don't
though.
think I told her father what a great
Yeah.
ass she had. I'm
No,
pretty
that
sure I
wouldn't
didn't
be
look at
good. That
that.
would not help.
Oh, she used to wear these green silk shorts that went up just a little. Okay,
You're
never mind. Never mind.
digressing
Oh,
here.
okay. I'm off on another thing. But
Yeah.
anyway, he got mad, but then he supported us. We were getting married 2 weeks after a planned marriage her brother was having, so they were mad about that. But we put this wedding together really fast. It went great. Unbelievable. For a small little no money marriage, we drove to Maine. I mean, dad lent me his car. And but we were so fucking happy, Chris.
Yeah.
We were just happy.
Yeah,
And
we're in
people
love.
bet against us, and they were like, oh, I bet she's pregnant. They're never gonna make it. Well, you know what? It's 35 years in a couple of months, so fuck all of you. No, I take that back. That's not very loving. Okay, I digress. You should talk.
Well, I think we should go with a couple other topics that we wanted to
Yes, let's
talk
get a
about
little bit
because they're a
lighter.
little bit simpler. We talked about some external stuff. I think Sean and I both have a big love for music, and
Yes.
I Googled it this morning. 70% of songs are about love.
Wow.
Huh?
70%.
70,
And
70.
the other 30 are
Love and
drugs
relation.
and
I think it was
alcohol.
love and relationships.
Oh, especially back in our day.
70%.
Like, I mean,
So there's obviously an energy too that we can get from music. I know that if I, maybe you're in a bad mood or whatever, you throw on some of your favorite songs, you're just like singing along. Like it's a, it, these are the little tools I think that we're talking about that can kind of like, on a
absolutely.
day-to-day basis, it's like analyzing the things that you know that you love. Like I love music for sure. We've talked about movies that we love
Yeah.
that have changed our lives,
Inspire us and
books that we love. We talked a lot about and we talked a lot about and they're really like they're cl it's a classic style. It's the hero, the hero story
happy
meets
ending.
the girl, loses the girl maybe, but goes through the incredible journey, and then he gets the girl back, and then he survives this incredible journey, and it's like all just like uplifting and love at
Right.
the end. It's just like, oh my God. And you just like you feel it. We talked about like Rocky
Rocky.
movies, like where
Oh.
you're like coming out of the theater with your arms up and
Yeah.
you're just like, oh,
I'm
I'm gonna
go
become a, I'm gonna go work out. I'm gonna
Oh, I'm gonna defeat the world, man. I got it all,
And
you
these
know?
are all just wonderful gifts. Like I like museums. We've talked about our love for architecture.
Yes.
So even like even if there's, maybe you have a favorite building in your town or you could just go and like, sit on a park bench beside it and like
Take
feel
it
good about
in.
it. Take it in, soak it in.
I showed you the MB Tel Tower yesterday. I said, that's our skyline, you know, like it's something I associate myself with.
Listen to some music that you like.
And I said about happy endings in movies. I don't like movies that don't have happy endings.
No,
I want a
I
happy
don't think
ending.
most people do. And if you do, you're probably not like feeling very loving or something. I don't know. It's not like
And to touch on just before you go on music, you said 70% are about love. So before we started, I wrote down my three favorite songs of all time, which isn't
okay.
easy to do because that's a big list, guys.
That is.
Every one of them is about love.
Is it?
My very favorite song in the world is Romeo and Juliet by Dire Straits.
Okay.
Has to be the live version of the Alchemy.
I do remember you telling me
Don't
this.
listen to the regular version, guys. Listen
Okay.
to Romeo and Juliet live by Dire Straits. Love that song.
Right.
Okay. And he says in it, like, you and me, babe, how about it, right? And
Right.
I remember one of the lines he says, I can't do everything for you, but I do anything for you. And
Right.
that moves me, man. It
Right.
just moves me.
Right.
And then my next one is Sweet Child of Mine by Guns N' Roses.
Okay.
And that I associate with Shonda
Yeah.
because that song was around when I was dating her, and that's how I felt about her, right? Like
Yeah.
I did see my world in her eyes. Like she was just everything to me.
Right.
And the third one is Lovely Day by Bill Withers. If I'm
Every
depressed,
one of them has love in the title.
no, not in
Love
the
is
title, but
about
it's about love.
love.
Sweet Child about love. Romeo and Juliet about love, and Lovely Day is about love. And Lovely Day is literally about, you know, I wake up in the morning and I see you, and it's going to be a lovely day. It's fine. And that song is my go-to song if I need cheered up.
Well,
It's
there's a
just,
couple more because you mentioned them. You Are My Sunshine, that was
oh,
one,
well,
right?
that's back from my mom. I mean, I love You Are My Sunshine. I guess, yeah, you're right. I was thinking more like commercial songs, but I listened to one yesterday too, Keep On Loving You by REO Speedwagon. Oh my God, this song moves me, man. It moves me because it's always about love. Because he says in that song, when I said that I loved you, I meant that I loved you forever. That's love, man.
That is.
Because one of the definitions you said was about like forever. Like to me, you better be careful with the word love because I, just me, if I say I love you, Whether it's my wife or Chris Crocombe or my dog, I mean, I love you forever, forever. So unless you do something so horrendous it can't be forgiven, like a crime, I love you forever, man. I just do.
Yeah, I
I
do
do.
too. And it said in one of the definitions, love is eternal. It
It's
never
eternal.
ends. It never ends.
And
And
if it
that's part of the whole concept of our soul, of like that presence in us where there really is that love. I didn't write down my list of top songs. Stairway to Heaven has always been one of my favorite songs. But Imagine by John Lennon
Oh,
too.
God, of course, of
Doesn't it
course.
just like it just makes you want to cry. And it's exactly the same of what I was talking about with There Would Be No Hunger. He talks
Right.
all about that, right? I wonder, imagine no possessions. I wonder if you can. No need for greed or hunger, a brotherhood of man.
Right.
It's exactly what is written in this book.
Well, that's what John Lennon wanted. He just wanted us to like
Yeah.
make war, make love, not war. Like
Yeah.
he just wanted us to love each other.
You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us and the world will live as one. Huh?
He was our greatest poet.
That's just
He
such
just
an
was.
amazing
The
tie.
day he died was a horrible day because he was our greatest poet.
How about this part? You mentioned it early. Imagine there's no countries. It
Right.
isn't hard to do. Nothing to kill or die for, and no religion, too. And we don't talk about religion on the show, but we talk about spirituality, and there is a huge
And
difference,
that's
and
what
we've
he's
mentioned it.
saying.
He's
He's not saying
exact.
not spirituality. He means no religion.
Exactly.
Right? So it doesn't matter to me if you're Muslim or Catholic or Baptist, whatever, or Jewish.
Yeah.
I love you because you're my fellow man. And I know that I'm not a prejudiced person because I know I don't feel that way. And I know that I would help anybody no matter what.
Yeah.
But I know that I have said stuff over the years that's probably not right, but that's conditioning.
No.
That's the way I was, not that I was raised, but it was a different time. And I won't get into that because it's another story,
Yeah.
but we are. Sometimes the younger generation doesn't understand how we were brought up and the things that were normal in our lives that we've had to fight through.
There have been some incremental changes. We talked
Yes,
about that. Things are getting better.
they are.
One other song I want to mention too, because it always chokes me up, is "What a Wonderful World" by Louis
Oh,
Armstrong.
God, yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I
Like
do a
it,
great impression of him,
it's the
by the way.
same. Okay. You want to?
Oh, shit, no, I'm not doing it,
Okay.
but
Good.
Sean the last one, I do it.
Okay. But again, it's along the same lines. It's all like, and this is, I think, the gift of music. And art, like there's incredible, beautiful art that like you can almost feel the energy from it. You're looking at it going, oh my God, how did somebody create the Michelangelo? And when no, create, sorry, what did it, what, what's the sculpture?
David.
Sculpture of David. And when he was asked, how he did it, he said he could see it inside the block.
Yeah, he
So
said it
it's
was
like,
already there. I
it was
just cleaned
already
out the
there. I just
rock.
took it. That's something.
If I did that,
I
it'd
feel
just
like
be another rock.
that's from God. Like this is like, it's just like,
And that was
what is
so
that gift?
long ago. There was
I know.
no technology. He did it with a chisel.
No, exactly.
And it's incredible.
Unbelievable. Final one, I think. Well, we mentioned it earlier. Well, there's a couple, maybe. I don't know what our timeline is here, though. We're this is a long one.
Yeah. Well, of course, I know we say,
Love
well,
for Pets. We
there's
talked
gonna
about
have
Love
to be
for
probably another
Pets,
one, but yeah.
which is
But
this kind
we
of
did that this morning.
lovely unconditional love that you get from
Unconditional.
an animal. It's just like there's no judgment. There's sometimes a little bit, which is a strange thing to say, but the love from a pet. And so again, if you have a pet, is just spending time with it during that your day. I think that's just such a wonderful,
Well,
like,
I
fills you
think
up.
that's why we talked about this week too, like. I can watch a movie where they kill 100 men and I don't care, but then they hurt a dog and I'm like, fuck this,
Oh
like,
yeah, Old Yeller is like,
oh.
oh my God.
And I think it's because when I hear someone abuse an animal,
Yeah,
oh man, it upsets me. It's like abusing a child. Not
because they're innocent, right?
they're
It's not,
innocent, and
yeah.
they will love you. They will give it all to you, and
Yeah.
you are just being an asshole, right?
Just feed me, walk me, pet me, whatever. It's
Right.
like
I don't
it's
need much from you. You
basic.
can leave me home 8 hours a day and I'll still be so happy to see you.
Yeah.
And I can't have a conversation about love without mentioning my grand puppies,
Yeah.
Echo and Maple.
Yeah.
If I want to be happy, I have
Yeah.
to see Echo or Maple. I
Yeah.
mean, Echo, she loves me more than any other creature on this planet loves me.
Yeah.
She's more than anybody. She sees me and it's like it's Grampy. And she doesn't see my faults, my addictions, my bullshit. She just sees this thing that Grampy loves me. I love him. I want him here. And the border collies are funny because I have one and my son has one. And you know what? Corgis too. My other son has a corgi. They're all herding dogs. And you know what these dogs want? Same thing I want. They want
Sheep.
all of us together. Yeah,
Yeah,
sheep.
exactly.
They want the six people they love or whatever it is, the four people, whatever combination it is. They want us all in the same room all the time. We have a border collie, Ava. She'd be happy if all the kids were here all the time because I feel with her, she had those children here with her and then they moved out and I feel like she lost her flock. Like she's like, I can't get them back, right? And she wants them here. So, but I, those dogs, my life would be empty without those dogs.
Yeah,
And I,
it helps for sure,
my
right?
dog is getting older and we're going to lose her, but I want another one. Shonda doesn't, and I get why, but I got my grand doggies. I'm okay.
It's a circle of life. We
It
know it's
is.
gonna happen. So,
Well, I always say you buy a dog, you're buying happiness and you're buying heartache. So, but
and
it's okay.
that's the
It's
case
okay.
in a lot of
I
things.
just heard Ava flop is on cue. Right. Boom.
One, I think we don't need to like delve into it too much, but I think the other thing that I put on was love for friends. And I think what happens with friends, especially when you have friends for a long time, is you go through a lot of experiences together. You share a lot of highs and lows. And although, there isn't that romantic attachment, which is different, there is a bond that's created, a commonality. Like you spend time with people that are like you. You gravitate towards that. And over time there's a love and a bond that's developed because you go through experiences, you go through marriages, you go through the birth of their children, you go through deaths with them, and you go through all these things, highs and lows, fun times,
Childhood friends,
parties, dinner parties, all these things,
in
right?
childhood, you're growing up with people, so you're becoming adults with them, and you're
Absolutely.
being scoundrels, and you're liking, and you're talking about the girls you like, and you're, it's amazing.
And one thing that I've found is as you get older, like life changes, you may get married, you may move away, you may do this thing, but when you stay connected with people, and it doesn't even have to be like once a month or once a year, but when you develop these relationships and these bonds, it could be like a couple years, maybe you're an addiction or you're doing, whatever your thing. Most of them, when you call them up or whatever, they'll just be like, "Oh, it's great to hear from you. Like, I miss you. I love you." Like there's it's a bond. That's a wonderful thing. And when you get into this like self-isolating place and you're not around people, you're really just denying yourself to an opportunity to meet new friend make new friends. I
Absolutely.
mean, I go to AA meetings. I told John I went to the AA meeting a couple nights ago. Rob, Ray, and Raymond, it was three, it was only four of us. When I left that meeting, those three guys, they were friends.
They were
They're
friends.
not great. They're not lifelong friends. I've only known them for an hour and a half, but we acted in a friendly, loving way. And there's something about that that immediately just bonds us together. And that's just a
And they
wonderful
did
thing. And
care
so,
about you immediately.
yeah, I mean, don't, when you isolate and stuff, you're limiting the possibility of making new friends. And potentially, I mean, I'm 55, like could live for 30 more years. I could meet somebody tomorrow that I have an energy with, that I have all of a sudden, I can have a friend there for 20, 35 years, 30 years. Like,
And you give it up because of your, yeah, it's, yeah.
it's interesting.
Well,
It's not, it's never too late,
it's funny you said that. I made contact with an old friend of mine from Magnus and I used to work for with, I was texting with a few people the last few weeks. I was looking for donations, probably the wrong way. But anyway, this one girl called, she texted me, she said, is there any chance, it was 10 o'clock at night, is there any chance you're able to talk right now? I haven't seen her in a decade or more. And I said, yeah, Shauna was in bed. We face talked for half an hour. Buddy, she didn't know I'd had stroke. She didn't know what anything had gone through. She didn't, she had, last time I saw her, I weighed 120 pounds more. She was so happy to see me. I was so happy to see her. I love this woman. I have for a long time. I have a long connection with her. She was one of the first people I met when I got into business with my dad. I couldn't have been happier to see her. And
Totally.
it was like it'd been yesterday. It was nothing. It was nothing. And touching on friends too, I think this is important too. We'd have talked about this. You don't have to agree with everything your friends do to be friends.
You don't.
I've got friends that we have some things that we're complete opposites on,
Yeah.
but it doesn't matter.
There's a little,
I love them and I'm still friends with
there's a
them.
little more room to be unjudgmental with a friend. Like, you don't have to love everything about them in
Right.
order to
You're
let, you
not
know,
living
you
with
can,
them and you're
no,
not
exactly.
moving your life together. But
Yeah.
I just want to touch, I've been talking too much this one, I apologize, but I want to touch on my best friend,
Okay.
which is obviously you. No, but we talk about being best friends. Right
Be
now,
honest. Yeah.
we spend a lot of time together, a lot of time talking,
Yeah.
and we're doing this podcast.
Yeah.
You're very important to me. But my oldest friend, I guess my best friend, that's such a kid's thing
It's
to
good.
say, but it
Yeah.
doesn't matter.
One
It's
of your great friends. That's
right.
just,
But
yeah.
this, I moved to Moncton when I was in grade two. The teacher assigned me a guy to be my buddy to show me around the school.
Yeah.
Well, I won't make it a long story, but he is still my best friend. He was here playing darts a couple nights ago.
Yeah.
He was the best man at my
Yeah.
wedding, and someone said, like, I think you've done your job. I was the best man at his wedding.
Yeah.
His kids are like my kids. I mean, they spend all their time here. I love their
Yeah.
whole family. His wife, I love. I
Yeah.
mean, I can't believe I've been friends with that guy since I was 7 years old,
That's
and
crazy,
he
eh?
still comes to my house. I mean, what? How can I love it? His parents, I love. I go to their camp. I mean,
Yeah.
his mom died. I was heartbroken. I mean,
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what
I
to
have a friend
say.
in California that I met, I guess, when I was about 8. And if I called him tonight, he would be thrilled. I haven't talked to him. It's been probably a couple of years. We don't talk that often, but
You should
I
call.
know. He lives in California still. I'm sure that if I decided to fly out to California tomorrow and I called him and I said, "Can I just drop by?" He would be. We would. It would be like yesterday. It would
Right.
be like.
No
It would
time
be
would
like.
pass.
Nothing. And that's. I guess maybe the lesson, or kind of, what we're always trying to do here is to just to try to help others. We're talking about love and self-love and relationships. But, if there's somebody you're thinking about, you feel like reaching out, go for it.
Do it.
Because it's
Don't wait.
today is today. Yesterday's history. Like, who knows what's gonna happen tomorrow? Just go for it.
Don't wait.
Yeah,
Don't wait
don't
till it's a
wait.
Facebook page and it's RIP or something, and you're
Yeah,
like, "Oh my God, I
exactly.
wish I talked to that
Yeah.
person."
Yeah.
And talking to the, well, I'll say it was Sonia the other
Yeah.
day. Talking to Sonia, like,
Yeah.
it made me. I kind of started making a list. There's some people I'm gonna reach out and not text, to call,
Yeah.
and especially in the technology today, you can video chat. That's what we
It's
did.
like
You can see them.
the Jetsons. Yeah. It was like,
Yeah.
yeah.
I
Yeah.
mean, the fact that you're here with me today, but we do a Zoom every week.
Yeah.
When I got to see you in a couple of days ago, it was amazing seeing you, but it wasn't like the old days. I see you all the time,
Right.
right?
Yeah, it's
We
true.
the other day we wanted to talk. We didn't call. We
We
wasn't
did
it wasn't a, we
FaceTime.
just FaceTimed each other. It's
Yeah.
freaking
Yeah.
it's underused.
It's
FaceTime with
so great.
people.
So great. Yeah.
Yeah.
So great.
Unless it's your boss by mistake in the middle of the day. I did that once.
Yeah,
Tony. I was
nice.
downstairs in my pajamas, and I hear someone talking. I look down, and Tony's looking at me, and I went, ah, I hung up on
Aren't you supposed to be in your car
Yeah, aren't you
working?
supposed to be working?
Oh.
Anyway, he laughed about it. It was no big deal. It was
Should we
funny.
wrap this up soon?
Yeah, I could, it sounds stupid. I could talk for another 5 hours.
Well, I know we've been talking a lot, but we're
But we got to
probably at a
shut it
good. But
down. It's always next week.
do you have a wrap up that you want to say before we go? Because I do. Maybe I could.
I'll do a quick, then I'll let you really wrap up because I don't
Yeah.
have a big one.
Yeah.
I just want people to know what I meant, what I said I meant.
Yeah.
I am working on loving myself better. I wish, but it's not easy because life does get in the way. There's a lot of factors. I'm dealing with a lot of problems that I can't solve. But you know what? 99% of the things you worry about never happen.
Yeah,
And
I think you probably can solve these problems.
probably.
You're scared. It's fear.
Well, I told
You're
you,
scared that
I
you
want to
can't.
start a
But
company called Scared Shitless because I live in fear. I have my whole life. I've always been a fearful guy. I used to worry my parents were going to get taken by God and leave me. I mean, I worry, worry, worry.
that might not be good energy though, if
It's
we just
not.
think about it.
It's
To
not.
start a company that's is called Love Yourself.
Well, you start one, I'll start one, and we'll see how we do.
Okay, I think. How do you think that's gonna go? I'll make you a $5 bet that I win. But sorry,
Okay, well, let's hear your wrap up and then we'll shut her down.
I just have to repeat the definition of self-love. I just think
Okay.
it's too good not to.
I must self-love because in these podcasts, all I do is stare at myself on the thing. I'm
Yeah,
supposed to be looking at
yeah,
you and I look at me
and that's not
and I'm like,
narcissistic.
I don't like my hair. I don't like my droopy eye. I don't like my smile. Anyway.
How do you define self-love? Self-love is a state of appreciation for oneself that grows from actions that support our physical, psychological, and spiritual growth. Self-love means having a high regard for your own well-being and happiness. Self-love means taking care of your own needs and not sacrificing your well-being to please others.
Wow.
That's
Wow. That's
I'm
a
telling you,
lot.
man, I'm gonna read that one every
Yeah.
day for a
Yeah.
while.
And then to put it into action is tough because it doesn't mean to be selfish and not care about other people, but you got to just take care of yourself first.
Physical, so maybe it's activities that you like to do, whether it's just going for a walk or doing some yoga. Psychological, which could mean reading some good books, listening to podcasts, which you love to do, getting therapy, which is certainly something that I recommend.
Difference, just you and me, okay? I haven't taken care of myself physically. I haven't. And I've been through five surgeries. I can't walk right. I got a really screwed up foot. I got an infection. I got my legs are wrapped, as you know. I can't walk. I'm dealing with all kinds of problems. You went for a bike ride yesterday all over the place like you're a fucking kid and did whatever you want because you're taking care of yourself. I
Almost got
mean,
lost in the woods, but yeah, it's
talk
true.
about two opposites, man.
But it's just incremental.
Yeah.
Today you go for a 5 minute walk, and tomorrow you go for a 6 minute walk, and then so on and so on. And today you do one push up, and tomorrow you do two push ups. It's like
Three they
the
bury.
reality is, if you, as long as you put it into motion, change starts.
Right. And I've told you that my weakness right now is I talk about this stuff with you or my therapist and I try, but then I don't do it.
No.
I'll talk about it and then I hang up the phone or whatever I do and I go
Yeah.
right back to the same old, right? So I've got to do better than that.
Takes a while to break routines,
Plus, I have
but
work to do and I work hard at my job. I travel, I do stuff. I mean,
yeah,
there's a lot going on. So,
sure.
okay, guys. Well, listen, I think what we have to say is everybody out there, we love you.
We love you. Yeah,
I
very
love you,
much.
Chris, a
Love, yeah,
lot.
love yourself today.
Yeah, I'm glad that you're here.
I'm happy to be here. It's
It's
been great.
we I have a I have a friend that I do I speak in front of her class a couple times a year, and Chris did it yesterday because she needed something to
I
fill
did.
in,
It
and
was a
he killed it.
an incredible experience, and I
Oh, he
was
killed
so
it.
grateful for it.
And I think we should put a shout out to Patria. Thanks, Patria.
Thank you so much, Petri. It was
It
very
meant so much.
wonderful to meet you. Thank you for the opportunity. It was a real gift. I said it. It was I spoke about alcoholism and addiction and depression, a few different things.
It
I
was
said,
amazing.
all if I just help one person in that class, that's
And
a
I think
gift.
you helped
Thank
more
you.
than one. They were so impressed.
I hope so.
Patria had an instant connection, I think, because of the podcast she listens to, but it was
Yes,
like we were
it's
all
like
old
we knew each
friends.
other.
It was crazy.
Man, it's true.
But you guys are
It's
two of my
wonderful.
favorite people, so it was nice to see that, getting to know each other.
It
And
was really great.
she can probably hear us. She lives right there, Patria. And actually, I hope it works out. We're planning on maybe we always wanted maybe to, not always. We've been talking about having a guest, and she might come on. She's a doctor. She knows a lot about addiction and stuff. So
That would be amazing.
we're gonna have her maybe have her on as a guest and see what happens.
That would be
But
great.
yeah, I think I'll take McDonald's as a sponsor. I'll take Coca-Cola. I think Rice Krispies should be sponsoring me. Kellogg's. Kellogg's should be. Eggos and Rice Krispies. Oh my goodness. We're here.
I'm trying to think of some. I don't know. Maybe the Dalai Lama wants to shoot $1 million our way.
Yeah,
That would be really great.
he's talking about
He doesn't know
love.
how to load it or not, but yeah.
All right. Love you guys.
Love you, Stone.
We're gonna play Love You. We're gonna play our little song that we play. Which we always sit around look uncomfortable as it's playing because we don't know where to put our eyes, but we're gonna do it
Maybe one of
anyway.
these days we'll sing along.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna get it figured out. I'm still doing it kind of half-assed, but
Have a loving day.
loving day, guys. And as Sean always does, he forgets to turn the volume up on the song and it doesn't play. But you know what? Episode 20, I'm gonna make everyone a promise. I'm gonna actually have this stuff done down pat.
They don't need a man who's got it made. Always looking for that renegade. I calls it like I sees it. A spade is a spade. A good man is a thing of yesterday. Yeah. They don't want them a good man who will hold his heart out in his hand.
But he wrote this song for the show.
They don't need them a good man.
Thank you, brother.
No matter where he stands, they just don't.